Welcome back to another episode of Vets and Visionaries with yours truly, Kristen Megan. As you can tell, it doesn't look like in my home studio. I am on the road. I'm actually at the home of Project Veritas whistleblower Jody O'Malley. Today's episode is going to be very different. As we're wrapping up season one, I want to start changing gears and focusing on the most important issues. And I traveled to Arizona. My plans changed and I tried to make the most out of the change in my plans. And this episode is going to be very different. I have two guests joining me, so stay tuned. This is almost like a video diary. It's very relaxed. And I kind of want you to see what the life is like of activists and whistleblowers and how you can also stand up. You can join us in Boise, Idaho on June 2nd and June 3rd. And this event isn't just your run-of-the-mill rally. We the Patriots USA is a nonprofit organization that fundraises to help people with their court cases and then organizes media interviews and gets information out there to garner more donations so they can help and kind of pay it forward and just stand up for individuals who had their rights trampled upon, which has been kind of the real epidemic for the past 3 years. But if you're familiar with what We the Patriots is doing, it's not just health freedom. I mean, if you go to our website, you can learn everything that we stand up for. And trust me, there's a lot of legal issues around this country, and people don't usually stand up for themselves because they can't afford the retainer fees. They don't know where to start. So if you need assistance, or maybe you're living free and no one's trampling on your rights, but you never know when you're going to need help. So please go to WeThePatriotsUSA.org and jump into this episode with me.
Where do we find a sense of normalcy? The purposeful divide widens as individual liberties are lost. While we feel the lack of unity, solutions exist. Through an open dialogue and constitutional conversations, hear from those who have upheld their oaths and join me in exploring innovative and inspired change through a clearer lens. This is Vets and Visionaries with Kristen Megan, presented by We the Patriots USA, a nonprofit 501c3 organization striving to sustain and restore our God-given and constitutional rights.
So this is a little bit of a different episode. And as we wind down season one, this is a little bit of a different format. Normally, I'm introducing my guests and telling you about their history, but I'm on the road, so I wanted to turn this into a special episode with my friends and my colleagues, Tammy Clark and Jody O'Malley. And I will allow them to do their own introductions. And we're going to kind of call this our potpourri episode because we want to kind of show you the life on the road behind the scenes of mothers, people who kind of are loud and vocal. We're whistleblowers, we're freedom fighters, and we all united in truth. And we're going to explain what we've been doing here in Arizona. It's quite hot here. And we did just come from the beach all day. So
yeah,
that's why we look the way we do. But Tammy, if you just want to kind of explain who you are and what are you doing in life?
Yeah, thank you. Well, the last 3 years, I've been a whistleblower and traveling the country, testifying as a court-approved subject matter expert in the worlds of OSHA, industrial hygiene, occupational and environmental health and safety, all things health, safety, and regulatory compliance basically is my background. And I've been a consultant for over 20 years. And so I stood up and blew the whistle in early 2020 when I recognized that the government was violating their own regulations and their own protocols regarding PPE, masking, all of that. So that kind of thrust me into the national spotlight and the global stage. And that's how I met Kristen. And we joined forces and have become known as the dynamic duo. So we've been traveling all over this country together for the last 3 years, and we have really helped to enact good legislation. We've testified in legislative bodies all across the country to help senators and representatives enact and pass good legislation to protect their citizens from mandates. And we also helped with our written briefs in the United States Supreme Court to stop OSHA from implementing a permanent vaccine mandate or standard, creating a permanent COVID-19 standard on all businesses in the United States. So we've had a lot of successes in stopping the insanity and exposing the craziness and the revisionism behind it with the government agencies and the bad actors. And that's how we met Jody O'Malley.
Yes. So I'm Jody O'Malley, and I'm a critical care nurse. I worked at a federal hospital, Phoenix Indian Medical Center in Phoenix, Arizona, throughout COVID in the float pool department. So I worked in the ICU, the ER, and probably about 60% of the time I worked as hospital supervisor. And this hospital is solely for the Native Americans. And so just like my two fellow whistleblowers, early on, I knew that what we were doing with the lockdowns and the asymptomatic transmission and the mask, et cetera, was just against all known science. We call it evidence-based practice in nursing. And so about a year and a half went on, the injections were introduced into the population with no formal education to the staff about noticing safety signals that would then be reported to VAERS that could have been used to link causation to a person's symptoms. And so in the summer of 21, I decided to pull out my phone and start recording what was happening. I had realized that about a year and a half almost had gone on, and the culture of the nursing unit had changed dramatically. It became highly political and polarized environment, and nobody was paying attention to science, you know? And so I knew that I needed to tell people the story, show them what was actually happening. And so I released my undercover footage with Project Veritas in September of 21. Since then, I have had to go in front of the Arizona State Board of Nursing, and I was ordered to undergo an ethics evaluation, and I came out free and clear. I've had several different court cases, but ultimately now I am still pursuing the whistleblower, and hopefully to see the case be heard in front of Congress. That is my goal. And I have a podcast, Nurses Out Loud. I wrote a book, Rare Courage, and all donations are going to go to organizations such as 1000widows.org, Nurse Freedom Network. And I'm happy to finally be here because I was following these ladies in the summer of 2020, and I knew we'd be friends. And so here we are together.
And here we are in your apartment.
Yeah. So the reason I said this is like a potpourri episode is because you're seeing this on Memorial Day, and this is Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, a lot of times people that are activists or they're people in their professions that have blown the whistle and stood up, you are going 100 miles an hour. I have my hands in a million different things. I donate my time helping We the Patriots USA because I stand by what they're doing. And we kind of wanted to explain to you what we're doing and how you can help at the lowest level in what we've been doing here. Right now, we are in Jody's apartment, and we came to Arizona. The three of us were supposed to be part of an Arizona committee that was going to expose the truth around how the pandemic was mishandled. And not to be divisive, but the direction changed. We had our own reasons and why we decided it wasn't the best for us. And you may have seen it in the news, and maybe you can put the pieces together, but much respect to those who participated, but we decided it wasn't right for us. And we decided to use our time because our life is always on the fly. We'll get a phone call. We think we have a free day. And we ended up doing part of a filming of a documentary that's going to be released, you know, all around, but it was more targeted around explaining to the Native American community, who is often targeted with propaganda, to kind of guide them to open their eyes and not be afraid. So, Jody, do you want to explain how that actually came to fruition? Somebody messaged you on Instagram?
Yeah, someone messaged me on Instagram and then wound up sending an email to my website and just discussing that he was Native American and a photographer, documentary filmmaker, and was interested in talking with me and seeing how we can get some education into the Native American on the reservation, that community. I had been trying to, what I call, penetrate that community. I have a lot of people that will reach out to me individually, but they feel alone in their beliefs. And I know that's not true. We just have to get them to start talking to one another, right? And talk story is what I call it. So the gentleman that I met, he came here to Arizona, and then he went up to the reservation and started getting people's stories. And so he was coming into town to film me, and Tammy and Kristen happened to be available since we were in at the Senate that day, as God would have it. And so we filmed our portions of our interview with him.
Yeah, and it was well over 100 degrees. I don't know what it actually was, but
in the desert, no way.
We melted, but we learned things too, because the individual who was filming us was explaining talking points that he wanted us to hit, some vulnerabilities that I didn't understand. I didn't know the type of fear and propaganda that was being pushed upon the Native American community. And Tammy, do you want to share some of those things that you learned?
Yeah, I was very, very surprised to hear that the United States government has been deceiving them with an intentional narrative of propaganda that they are particularly vulnerable to the COVID-19 virus, basically, which is not true. The Native American population is no more at risk than any other human being, but they are in so much fear. And I didn't realize that, because we don't have a real big Native American population in Michigan, where Kristen and I are from. You know, we have a reservation in Michigan, but it's small compared to out west here. And so this is very much part of the culture out here. So as we have come out to Arizona and we've gotten to know Jody and worked with the legislature out here, we've gotten to learn the culture of Arizona and the Western states. And these Native Americans on the reservations are still living in such a high level of fear because of the ridiculous, deceptive propaganda that has been sold to them and pushed on them, that they are still masking. They are still masking their children. They are required
in this heat.
In this heat. Yeah. I mean, that's so dangerous. And, you know, those of you who have followed us for the last 3 years know we were warning about this since day one. Like, whoa, we do not do this ever. This is not only dangerous, but it's illegal. It violates OSHA's own protocols, their PPE and respiratory protection protocols, for a reason. We don't ever just slap a facial covering on somebody and restrict their normal natural breath, which, you know, taxes their cardiopulmonary system and their gaseous exchanges. We've explained all of that, but they are not getting the information. In fact, they've been told just the opposite. And there's such a high level of fear among the Native American population that they are still masking their children. They are still force vaccinating people, and they're testing weekly. So this is absolutely insane. When we heard this and we were asked to, you know, help to make this documentary to educate them, of course, we thought, well, this is why we came here.
Right.
This is what the Lord brought us here to do. And we had quite an amazing divine connection and relationship that happened during the filming.
Oh, yes.
Documentary. Right. I mean, this was unbelievable. I'll let you guys.
Yeah. So also who joined us, this was a special trip for me because I'm on the road so much. I am so blessed to have a husband who used to have a traveling job. So now it's my turn to travel. He holds down the fort. And this opportunity, because it was over holiday weekend, I brought my husband and my youngest daughter. And my husband, he's been on the show. Tammy's been on the show. He covered the public health angle and gave a wealth of knowledge. And I was, we were all kind of getting B-roll footage, which you'll see in the outro here. And I see this guy walk by and he sits next to Tammy while Jody's talking. And I thought, oh, is this going to be someone that's trolling us or someone that's trying to learn? And he starts telling Tammy, what did he tell you?
He said, what are you guys doing here? He just sat down next to me and we were the only ones there filming, as if he was, you know, our best friend. And I just kind of was like, you know, because they're filming. And he said, well, what are you guys making a documentary of? And I said, about the totally irresponsible, inappropriate and illegal government response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And he just looked at me and he said, really? He says, well, I happen to be a biomedical engineer and I worked for Johnson & Johnson. And I thought, oh boy, here we go. Because I thought he was going to just be on the attack. And well, you're in our space, buddy. So you better just, you know, keep it in line because we're filming a documentary. You walked in on us, you know. So that's kind of what I thought would happen. But he sat there and he listened to Jody share her story and how she stood up and blew the whistle and what she saw happening and why she knew it was wrong. And then she got a little choked up and he just leaned over to me and he said, you have my full attention. Mm-hmm. And when she was done, he introduced himself to her as being on the tribal council of the Blackfoot Nation and said, I've got to get you guys come and testify in front of our council, our tribal council. And I thought immediately, oh my God, this has been the last 3 years of our lives. The Lord just bringing people to us, binding us together, how we met Jody, how I met Kristen, and then how we met Jody. And together we've become quite a force. And collectively, we have stopped this narrative. And one of the few strongholds still is the American Native population. Yeah. And so now the Lord has brought us here. We didn't even know we were going to be doing a documentary when we came out here, but clearly that's what he had in mind. And then he just miraculously connected us with this one gentleman who just appeared out of nowhere.
He literally just walked up and was like, see, can he just send other people?
Yeah, and then we ended up going to lunch together. But to preserve this gentleman's identity, I just do want to say that even though he disclosed where he did work and his affiliation with the Native American community, he did say he is not able to discuss things. So J&J, if you're watching, do not go after this individual because he did not spill any secrets. He just recognized that there's information. We have a guy who's undercover camera for him.
Yeah.
He just really, he knew that there was information that needs to come out, and he was hearing things from the other side of the coin that, you know, he was behind the scenes and he was like, oh my goodness. So that's one thing that we did. And when we first got here, and we landed, we met with an individual named Curtis Bay. When Jody mentioned 1,000 Widows, this is a group that was formed, I believe, by 2 widows who just networked and realized that it was the protocols that were killing their spouses, not necessarily COVID itself. And I understand lives were lost through COVID, but I'm not a medical, doctor or a nurse. Jody is a nurse. She saw these people united, and they have a huge following, and they're sharing their stories and they're demanding answers. So what happened was, Curtis, it's a very emotional kind of thing. He lost his wife right after they had bought a home and renovated it, and they had planned to put in this beautiful pool, and she had her own business, and it's something to do with flamingos and
collected flamingos.
And she lost her life to the protocols, and he decided to continue the plan for that home. He has the most beautiful, entertaining backyard. There's this mural of flamingos. Everything's flamingo. And he honors her story and her life by standing up and making sure, hopefully, that there's accountability and that this doesn't happen to other people. But what we did is we decided to turn this into, utilize this entertaining this backyard and turn it into a grassroots kind of a founders meeting. Tammy, do you want to kind of elaborate on what the purpose of this meeting was and who was there?
Yeah, so we had legislators, Arizona legislators, we had business leaders, we had leaders from the school communities who have started private schools, constitutional schools, and we had leaders of grassroots organizations that were there. And we recognize that it is time. We are, 3+ years now post-COVID, and it is time for the leaders to come together, people who know exactly what happened, who the bad actors were, who knew what, when, why this happened, why the government abandoned their own protocols and implemented protocols that lined the pockets of those who were putting the protocols in place and ignored the experts like us who typically lead through pandemic response. So we decided it's time that we get the leaders together that we know who are now proven trusted people in many different facets of our lives, right? Our business community, our school community, our political legislative community, and create a coalition, a founding coalition of people who can work together. And we are going to be putting on a symposium very similar to the Industrial Hygienists and Multidisciplinary Support Summit that we all did last September, August or September.
August. I know, because I had surgery the next day.
Right.
Yeah. And we are going to be putting this together in order to get a 9/11 style commission report, because you're never going to see this come from the government. And we know in our worlds, the technical writing, the technical language is called an after action report. We know we're not going to see that from the government. So it is up to us. It is up to the experts. It's up to the people to put this together, to get it on record, what happened, and to provide this. The videotaping is going to be professionally videotaped and distributed. And then we are all going to work to put together an after action report or a 9/11 style commission report to disseminate and to distribute to all government branches, all government agencies, those who are in leadership positions, the unelected bureaucrats and the elected officials, to put them on notice. We know what happened. Here's the facts. And we're working with some very high level people to do this so that First of all, we hold those accountable. Mm-hmm. Who did this? Knowingly, intentionally, for profit. Second of all, we never, ever repeat a pandemic response due to any infectious disease or outbreak like this ever again. Mm-hmm. And we go back to the multidisciplinary traditional pandemic response that has been very effective and successful, that has dictated our profession and the protocols in our profession that we've had to follow since the 1950s. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to be working on next.
Yeah, and it was really great. I guess I can say who was there because we tweeted out a photo. We had Mark Fincham, Wendy Rogers, and Marissa Hamilton, who worked for FreedomWorks, and now she's part of Carrie Lake's team that's going to really be educating the grassroots. You know, everyone knows I come from the Ron Paul Revolution. I have a revolution tattoo on my arm. And the one thing I've been saying, even though we the Patriots, USA is nonpartisan, I stand for individual liberty and truth. So regardless of the side of the aisle, if you are striving to achieve those things and preserve my rights, you have my ear. So I have been supporting people like Carrie Lake, who obviously has been standing up for truth. And her bringing in Marissa is amazing because she recognizes, coming from the Ron Paul Revolution herself, we've got to get the young people involved. And we have to start playing mm-hmm. the games that other aisles play to get things done and get information out there. So we were able to watch these leaders just mingle with everyday people and lend their free time, which they don't have much of. And it was great because we had people of different races, yeah. ages.
Mm-hmm. Nationalities.
Yes, it was so great. It was like, it was diverse, but unifying. And that's mm-hmm. exactly what we need right now in this climate. But
so it was a mom army.
Yes, explain army. About. Yes. So I'll yes. Jody explain. So obviously, if you followed me, you know, I've had Ron Armstrong on from Stand Up Michigan. Tammy's also the vice president of Stand Up Michigan. So where I live in Michigan, you've heard me bring that up. But can you explain some of these local grassroots individuals that we got to meet?
Yeah, so the Mom Army and Dad Army, it was the first time that we had met in person. We received their names, and we had a good phone call conversation with them. They had just started 9 months ago, mm-hmm. and they have over 25 chapters across America, as well as in UK and Australia. And they're a grassroots organization that really anything that affects children, you know, that they stand behind. And so I think, you know, what we're finding now is that the, like Tammy said, these like-minded, trusted people that are in this fight for the right reasons, you know, we're kind of, you know, just navigating through this.
Landmines,
yeah. and using our discernment, you know, yes. and allowing God to lead us, and you know, having the Mom and Dad Army there was just absolutely amazing, amazing. Everybody like brings something to the table. All of you guys out there listening, bring something to the table. You know, there's courage that you have in you. You know, there's just your life experience. And so I think that's where it is now. It's time for the public, you know, the people that stood out on the front line to come together, because, you know, going through the, trying to navigate through the political climate is,
yeah, it's okay if people that are watching, have a wide array of differing views, but you know us. We've been tackling health freedom for 3 years. Much greater, but we worked together collectively yeah. for several years. But there are so many battles as mothers that we're fighting. And we're seeing, you know, if you watch the headlines, I had to bring my seven-year-old to Target. I never shopped there, but it was the only place that had a certain amount of shoes for her strange little size feet. And right in the front of the Target dollar spot area where there's children stuff is the tucking bathing suits for people that identify as transgender. And, you know, do you, but let's leave the kids alone. So we're all parents and we have to worry now, you know, whether we have grandkids, our kids are in school, we have different ages amongst us. It's like whenever you want to take a break, you get so much burnout in this lifestyle. And people have this misconception that we're just trying to put our hands in everything to stay relevant, but that's not it. It's not, you guys. We're tired, but you cannot quote shut up and color like I was told to in the military. You have to keep standing up. And what we're trying to do is empower other people to realize you're going to have hit pieces. You're going to be tired. You're going to be away from your family. But we don't have a future if we can't stand up together. And like I always say, we outnumber the sociopaths. So life has changed ever since the pandemic. I don't even want to call it a new normal, because nothing about this is normal. But if you want to strive to kind of have a better balance, you need to stand up and you need to get engaged. And wherever you're watching, whether it's in the United States or a different country, look on social media, look for different grassroots organizations. You might have a passion about what I blew the whistle on, which is weather modification. Those of you who still don't believe it, look up Ginger Z explaining it on Good Morning America. You know, it could be, you know, clean drinking water in Flint, Michigan, going after grooming our children. It could just be health freedom. It could be, you know, you believe taxation is theft, or, you know, you just want to make sure that your health departments aren't, you know, telling you that you have to stay in your home. I mean, there's so many issues. Hey, I'm very passionate about the zipper merge in my area. Dead serious. I'm very engaged with my local commissioner. So you can have a passion in so many things. And another thing I want to add is we don't shame each other and saying, why are you caring about this? We all need to spread out and tackle different things that are really removing us from the foundation of our country. And what we did that night, and it was so beautiful just to take a moment and see the diversity, because the media and the government try so hard to divide us. So I told you this was a potpourri episode.
Yeah.
Because this is what we do. We sit on a porch and we talk about what's going on. How can we help? Who can we network to make sure that these other people take the torch and go help this state or this county? Jody, I'll ask you, what do you think is an issue that is really important to most people that could kind of get people to start working at the lower level?
I think the one thing that we can all agree on is how they are systematically attacking our kids.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's just so plain to see. It was so plain for me to see in 2020, shutting down schools for, you know, an infection that doesn't even affect them, right? They are at like zero risk, statistically speaking,
right?
And there's scientific reasons behind that. We just didn't make it up, but clearly, we weren't seeing our children affected, but we did affect them with our education. We affected them mentally. The stress, the absolute stress and fear put upon a child. I couldn't even imagine, you know, having children that I was telling to put masks on so they didn't breathe on somebody else because they could kill them. I mean, just think about that, you know. And then, you know, all of the transgender woke ideologies, starting off with the BLM Antifa movement. There's so many people that, you know, just are trying to attack our kids, and then to inject them with an experiment that we have no idea for something that doesn't affect them. So I think our children, you know, pay attention. I say pull your kids out of school.
Yeah.
and start little micro homeschool communities. I honestly feel that a child is better off at home than even in the school environment with what they're seeing. I have a 13-year-old, so I see what he deals with, and he's homeschooled. So yeah, our children, you know, pay attention to what's going on in their lives and yeah, children.
Yeah, do what you can to protect them, because we as parents are their only source of protection. And if we don't protect our kids, nobody else is going to. They're actually being targeted. So it's up to us to do what we need to do to protect them. And I just want to add to that, if I can, real quickly.
Yeah.
For people watching and wondering, what can I do? Where can I make a difference? Start locally.
Mm-hmm.
Start in your own backyard with your own school board, with your own county commission, your own city council. The zoning commissions right now are huge, because China is very much targeting the United States, trying to build their battery plants, their chip plants, taking over farmland. And there's a real intentional giveaway land grab by the government, by the U.S. government right now under the Biden administration, partnering with China to take over our land. So start local with your planning commissions, your city and your county planning commissions, and your zoning boards. We're fighting those fights in Michigan like crazy, but it's happening all over the country. Start, you know, with your city councils, just even your, you know, villages. If you live in a small rural community, you still have a local rural village, county planning commission, city village planning commission. Those those commissions are and those zoning boards and planning boards are so powerful. And the more localized we get, the more power actually the people have. And I don't think people realize that. Mm-hmm. But we've made a lot of difference in Michigan, even though we lost some of the races. We've made a really big difference in Michigan by active educating people and activating them to be the solution to their own problems in their own communities by raising them up to run for these offices and by getting all kinds of citizens in offices now to actually fight for our individual rights and liberties and for traditional American values. We've been able to stop what's happening in our state capital and in our nation's capital by declaring our counties and our cities to be constitutional counties, protecting the citizens and the constituents of these areas by the local declarations. And there's so much power in that, but people don't realize that. Mm-hmm. So start locally. Look where, you know, do you need precinct delegates? Do you need a new county commission? What are the areas that are coming up for reelection? And get involved and run for those. You don't need to have a bachelor's degree. You do not need to be highly educated at all. All you need to be is an American citizen, 18 years of age or older.
Another recent issue that I want to share with you, if you need an example of what we're talking about, just look up Ottawa County, Michigan. That's where I live. And we, during the last election cycle, we flipped and there were 9 freedom fighters that took over out of 11 seats. So the majority's there and everything that they believe is constitutional and grants that individual liberty and freedom for everyone, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's done great things and it has ruffled a lot of feathers. And just this past Tuesday, they voted to be a constitutional county because at the state level, they passed, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed in this red flag law. And if you're not familiar with that, I've seen it happen to veterans. Anybody can, you know, a former spouse, a family member, people can just say, hey, this person's a threat to someone else or themselves, and they will just come in without any sort of due process, just someone's opinion, and they can come and confiscate all of your guns, which is your Second Amendment right. I saw this happen to a friend who was dealing with a parental alienation situation. The mother was a narcissist and was claiming that the other spouse was an alcoholic and violent and made threats, which were absolutely untrue. And this person had their passport taken and their guns confiscated based on a false statement. It ended up working itself out. I had to be very vague because a lot of this is not public anymore due to back agreements. But I only know because I had to give a character witness information and I'm speaking what I'm allowed to speak. But that's one story. I've heard horror stories all over YouTube throughout the years. So to not be infringed on is pretty black and white. And the reason I tell you that backstory is because at our state level, they're really taking away our constitutional rights. So the county I live in said, no, we're going to go ahead and uphold our oath and make this a constitutional county, which covers all the things that our state and federal constitution grant us. We have natural and God-given rights and they shall not be trampled on. So things can get done. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, some of these wins you don't hear in the mainstream media, which is a dying breed anyway, because they don't want people to know that the power that they hold with their voice and in their hands in a nonviolent manner. But you can stand up in an administrative manner and get a lot done. But we wanted to really kind of share with you an update of several wins, some good news, and just kind of let you know how life on the road is. Tammy and I are going to be at We the Patriots First National Conference, which is next weekend, June 2nd and June 3rd. Just keep staying strong, everybody. And, you know, if you have a friend in your life that thinks you post too much political stuff on Facebook, or, you know, you just need to keep certain things off social media, not all of us just post pictures of our outfits of the day or food. Those people one day are going to wish that they stood up like you.
Right.
So share this information, vet the information you share, and share it peacefully and get these conversations going. And don't ever compromise who you are and what you stand up for. Because I can tell you that I've lost friends in this fight, but I've gained friends. And, you know, I'll be coming back to Arizona to help with this grassroots stuff. You know, just to be completely honest, this is really hard sometimes. Sometimes there's tears and there's text messages and there's phone calls and there's a lot of burnout. And the reason that I'm doing this podcast is to kind of bring in other voices. And unlike other podcasts where I do have, you know, heavy names that come in here, but I like to get everyday people on the show too, because I want to show you don't have to be a famous person. You don't have to be in the spotlight. You're a mom, You don't have to be a mom. You can be a church leader, a business owner. You can join
grandmas
with people. Yes.
Don't
mess with the grandmas.
Yeah. They've been really instrumental in this fight, standing up for kids.
Yeah.
Being vocal.
And we had, you know, Chris from Ready Husband on, you know, the dads have to stand up.
Yeah.
But we're trying to just bring you kind of perspective of what the life is to be like us. You can join us. You can join us in this fight. Don't get too comfortable, because there's a lot of stuff in the wings that can further disrupt our way of life. And just don't comply with things that you know are unjust and unconstitutional. And if your constitutional rights are violated, remember, that's what we, the Patriots USA, stands here for. So as always, if you can go to our website, wethepatriotsusa.org, skip a coffee, become a monthly donor. That allows us to know who we're able to help. And we are very transparent that if there's a court case and there's a settlement, or this happened in a situation where in Michigan, we had someone who wasn't vaccinated for religious purposes, was denied a kidney transplant. All the press that came along with the lawsuit, they folded. So people understood that they donated to that lawsuit. Any overflow goes to the next fight. We've helped military members fight from being kicked out because they refused the jab. Schools that were denying different exemptions for other things, discrimination because of political beliefs. You know, We the Patriots is really standing up, and it may not be in the mainstream news, but you can go to the website under the legal tab and see what we're doing. But along with the changing narrative, along with the new normal, we're not spending our money on the things that we used to. So if you can just, you know, give what you can, and if you can't, share these podcasts, share the links. And remember, there's another podcast called Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson that airs 2 days a week on both this platform and Red Voice Media. So thank you, ladies, for joining me. Thank you for joining the Potpourri category of Jeopardy, as we kind of share with you how we discuss things on Jody's porch.
This is how we get things done, folks, at the national level, sitting on the porch together.
Right.
With a glass of wine.
Hopefully there's not too much evil stuff to report when we return to season two. But always remember to go to wethepatriotsusa.org, see what we're doing. And if you want to go to that conference, there's still time. And ladies, a big group hug.
Yes.
Yay.
It's been great. It's been
and
great.
We're going to share some footage with you. So just don't end this just yet. And remember, be happy, stay free in 2023.